Another guidance counselor at a Catholic high school in Indianapolis is being fired after she was outed to the school's administration. Lynn Starkey is the second counselor to be informed her contract will not be renewed for the next school year after her marriage to a woman was outed to Roncalli High School's administration. Starkey worked for Roncalli High School for 39 years, according to the Indy Star. Starkey is expected to have her name added to a wrongful termination lawsuit, alongside that of fellow former counselor Shelley Fitzgerald. The Archdiocese of Indianapolis issued the same statement over Starkey's termination as they did over last year's firing of Fitzgerald. Quote, Ms. Starkey is currently in breach of her contract with Roncalli High School because she is in a civil union that is considered contrary to a valid marriage as seen through the eyes of the Catholic Church, unquote. Indiana State Senator J.D. Ford, who made history last year as the state's first openly gay politician to win a seat in the legislature, condemned Roncalli and called into question their taxpayer funding.
You know, for me, it's very concerning that the Roncalli administration is picking and choosing, you know, what to enforce. And in my opinion, because it's state taxpayer dollars, it now becomes the purview of the General Assembly to step in to prevent any further discrimination in any school that receives public funds. Our public taxpayer dollars should not be used to discriminate against any Hoosier because of who they love. Some of the conversation has turned to, well, it's a private school, and so the state has no business telling them what to do, and I wholly disagree with that. If this was truly a private school where no taxpayer dollars are used, if this was a private school with a private contract between an employee and the administration, then they're right. Then I don't have the purview or jurisdiction to insert, you know, my thoughts on this. But that's not the case here. Roncalli is receiving choice scholarship money from our state, and that money is then turned around against students, staff, in this particular case, staff, to either be terminated, to be placed on leave, or to not renew the contract. So I'm just concerned about the situation because I think that this is sending the wrong message to people in our state. And frankly, you know, I think this goes to the larger conversation of the administration cherry-picking who they are enforcing these rules against.
Former Roncalli High School Counselor Starkey has been married to her spouse since 2015. The Indy Star reports she worked alongside Fitzgerald, whose marriage to another woman was outed to school administrators in August.